This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. All praise due to Allah Rabbul Alamin, segala puji bagi Allah Rabbul Alamin. Always remember, brother and sister, when we talk about Allah, Allah is Rabbul Alamin. He is the creator, He is the provider for every creation of Allah. Muslim, not yet Muslim, halal animal, haram animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. And important for all of us to have an open mind to understand that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to all races, all nations, not only to the Arabs, but rahmatul lil alamin. These two things is very important. Allah Rabbul Alameen, Prophet Muhammad was sent as Rahmatul Lil Alameen for everybody. So everybody have the right to know about Allah, about Islam, about the Quran. And everyone have the right to know who is Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But in reality, we have failed a lot of people. Because we are with them, day in, day out. We do things together with them. We may work with them together. We eat with them together. But we never share with them what is Islam and who is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have been asking Allah for a lot of things, especially in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. In the Qunut of Salatul Witr, we have been asking Allah a lot of things. Allah loves people who keep on asking Him for guidance, for anything that we need. But at the same time, we want our dua to be accepted, to be answered by Allah Rabbul Alameen. To do so, please try our level best from tonight. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُلِي. Respond to Allah's commandment. Whatever Allah wants us to do, you must try your best to do. You don't give excuses anymore. And how to do it? You must not ignore the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah. We know our imam sister just passed away. If I'm not wrong, the passed on Wednesday, Thursday only yesterday. So we make a prayer for her and for all the brothers and sisters, especially our old Jama'ah who have left us too. Because we have our Jama'ah since the 80s. We have more than 20 of them have returned back to Allah Rabbul Alameen, including my father-in-law, including a lot of good elders, family members among our Jama'ah. Let us make this dua for them. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum wa akrim nuzulahum wa wasi' mudqalahum waghsilhum bil ma'i wal thalji wal baradi wa naqqihim min al khataya kama yunaqqa al thawb al abyad min al danas. Allahumma abdilhum daran khayran min darihim wa ahlan khayran min ahlihim wa zawjan khayran min zawjihim. Allahumma adqilhum jannatak wa ajirhum min azabil qabri wa azabil nar. Allahumma qfir li hayyina wa maytina wa shahidina wa ghaibina wa saghirina wa kabirina wa dhakarina wa unthana. Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna fa'ahyihi ala al-Islam wa man tawaffaytahu minna fatawaffahu ala al-Iman. Allahumma la tahrimna ajrahum wala tudillana baghdahum. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina azaban nar. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Brother and sister, one of the ending of the dua, we ask Allah not to forbid us from getting the benefit from all of them who have left us. Our parent must have been advising us to become righteous children. They hope that we become righteous so that we will pray and make dua for them, and the dua from the righteous children will not be rejected by Allah. Our parents always have high hope. Even they are not that good, they hope that their children will be better than them. So we ask Allah, Allahumma la tahrimna ajrahu. Whatever good thing that they have done, don't stop us from benefiting it until we return back to Allah. Wala tudillana ba'dahum. We also ask Allah not to make us turn astray, divided, because they are no more with us. As a head of the family, a father figure especially, a mother figure, when they are around, they make everybody stay together, strong, because the elders is there. Once the elders is gone, you can see their time, children start to be divided now. They are not together anymore. So we ask Allah to help us not to be like those kind of children. Whether our parent is still with us or not, after they are gone, we hope the elders will take lead among the family members, the sibling, especially the boys, the male. Everybody must prepare for that. so that we will keep the family together and strong. If there is no brothers, then the elders among the sisters have to ready for that. It is our responsibility, brother and sister, as Khairu Ummah, the best nation. We have the best format. We have the best SOP to move on. We are not going to allow anything to come in between to destroy the family, because that is part of our responsibility as a Muslim. We also ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to give us back the izzah that Allah have given to the early nation among the believer. They were respected, honored, because they respect Allah and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They always ready to respond to each every command of Allah. They are ready to say, Sami'na wa ata'na. And that is why we are here. That's why we fast in the month of Ramadan. That's why we make our Salah al-Jumu'ah. Every Jumu'ah, without fail, the Imam will remind the Ummah, the male, Ittaqillah haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslim. So that we have taqwa. When you have taqwa, inshallah, brothers and sisters, Allah is sure to help those who are connected to Him in good time and in bad time. Then the izzah of Allah will come. Even you are little in number, but because you are connected to Allah, Allah is always there to help us and to protect us. And that's why Allah Rabbul Alameen keep on reminding us, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهُ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيْثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. If you all are together to make sure we uphold the teaching of Islam, the deen of Allah. Be proud to be a Muslim. Be proud to be in a jama'ah. Together, we are strong. When we are divided, we are just waiting for our own disaster. And Allah always command us, وَاْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Stay strong, stay united, together. After He command us to be together, He immediately said, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Don't ever be divided. Don't ever split from the main jama'ah. When you allow that to happen, you are opening the door of fitna to destroy yourself, your family, and among the Ummah. Don't let this thing happen. When we start our life, there's no jama'ah. Then we start to be in the jama'ah. But the jama'ah must be in line with the Quran and Sunnah. One, any jama'ah is not following Quran and Sunnah, you just have to keep on looking for the right jama'ah. When you are having the right jama'ah, you don't break away the jama'ah. When you do that, you know you are not having a good ending anymore. But shaitan will put the feeling is okay, we are doing better, we can do better. These are the whispering of the Satan. So that we keep on splitting and splitting. And that is what is happening. The Ummah is strong because they are united. They follow the command of Allah. Even you have good intention, but if you are not united, you are waiting for your own disaster. And not only you. You are setting bad example to your next generation. Is that how you split? They will learn to split further. How you disconnect yourself? They will disconnect further. So please be very, very careful about what is happening around us. Even you don't get new jama'ah in, but you don't allow the jama'ah to split and break away. If you allow that, then you know. Don't ever say that I'm still okay. Don't ever feel that I'm doing the right thing. It's against the Quran and Sunnah. How can you feel that is okay? When you are doing something against Quran and Sunnah, how can you feel that you are okay? May Allah Rabbul Alameen make us strong, because together we will be having Allah's blessing, Jama'ah Rahmah. And Allah remind us, we have been praying, may Allah help us. Allah help those who help themselves. If you don't help yourself to be in a good Jama'ah, to be strong, even you are doing a lot of good things, remember the good thing, Ahsanu amala, amalan salih. Two, it must be good, and the good one is considered salih that follow the Quran and the Sunnah. Inshallah, tomorrow is a big wave for Al-Qadim, to reach out the poor and the needy and the mu'allaf al-qulubuhum. Besides, almost every year since COVID, we do not have it here anymore. But we are moving out and we are doing at outside or other area. But tomorrow will be the day, the first big wave. Before this, we have been doing it from the beginning of Ramadan, even before Ramadan. Since COVID-19, we have been very active. Together with SPK, we work as a team. And Allah has been very kind. And those who have been supporting us, may Allah reward all of you kindly. And these are the things that we want more people to know what we are doing. Not to just do what you like to do, and also teaching people to do something that you like them to do. No, you must bring them in the Jama'ah. Let them know what we are doing. This is very important, because we are not going to do what you call as welfare activities. We make sure that when they pray with us, they pray according to the Sunnah. When they are with us, they will learn about what is Quran, what is Sunnah. It's not just a social activity, welfare activities, and finish. We have done a good job. No. Always remember, the brand in Al-Qadim is always BMS, very organic. Quran and Sunnah is organic. Other than that, then it's no more organic. You may not understand the spirit. A lot of time we waste our energy doing a lot of things, and we are not there to really guide them to understand Quran and Sunnah. We don't bother how they pray. We don't bother whether they understand the importance of Quran and Sunnah or not. Just example, who bother when you pray whether you stand straight or not? Whether you stand close to each other, who bother? Nobody bother. And when your children is drinking, who bother whether they are drinking left hand or not? Drinking is drinking. As long as they want to drink, let them drink. Right hand, left hand. As long as a hand. If they want to use their leg, let them use too. Maybe there's a new talent, they can drink with your leg. No. What is right is right. What is wrong is wrong. And here we try our best. We may not be able to change everyone, but we always try our level best. And if you fail, then you blame no one except yourself. You let your children fail, you have to be blamed. So, brothers and sisters, for those who are ready to know what we are doing tomorrow, we start early. The group will be here. The other group will be in the Dewan, ready for the people to come there. But the first group were gathered here to go out. All has been arranged, alhamdulillah. But those who are not exposed to it, you can be around if you have the time. We'll be starting here from 8:30 a.m. Yeah? And the movement will start to move by 9 something. The first group will move to reach out to all the different zones. Then I will move to another site where the poor and the needy, they will come, and that's where we will be there to give them some reminder and to distribute what we have collected among the jama'ah that have trusted us to do what we have to do. And the last one will be 2 days before Eid. That will be our last call for Ramadan activity. Why? That is something that we must do. Anybody who have given their fitrah to us, we cannot delay, because fitrah must be given out before Eid prayer. And we can't do it the last minute, because it will be very risky, and then we will fail our fitrah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. And brother and sister, don't forget to keep on praying for our loved one, our family who have passed away, and our children who are still young, so that they stay protected, guided by the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And once again, we thank Ustaz Adli. Yeah, even he's not that well, the way he recites the Quran, you know. Yeah, but he never failed to be around when he was needed around here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen all of us and give us good health. And health is wealth, and make us among the righteous people. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our deeds, forgive all our sins. We still have few nights to go. And then the rest is up to us to prove to ourselves that we have changed, that we are not only together in the month of Ramadan, we will be more stronger outside the month of Ramadan. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Wa billahi tawfiqi wa aqli da'wana walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Remember, brother and sister, our signature. Anytime when you take a photo anywhere with anybody, when they say freestyle style, that is the best style. La ilaha illallah. Yeah, know the two horn and know the Korean. La ilaha illallah. We should be proud of our value. Remember our value.